Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
It's Recode Daily. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Ah, the metaverse. The wondrous techno-utopia of the not-too-distant future. A fulfilling virtual existence that will provide experiences not yet known to humanity. Well, at least this is all according to Mark Zuckerberg's vision.
The next platform and medium will be even more immersive. An embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse.
Zuckerberg is extremely excited about the metaverse. So much so that he renamed Facebook's parent company Meta. But as we all wait with bated breath for the unveiling of Zuck's grand Meta vision, what's going on at Facebook right now?
There are problems.
That's Recode's Shireen Ghaffari.
Facebook's user base is aging on its main app and on Instagram. It's losing younger users to TikTok. And there's a big problem about their advertising model because due to Apple's privacy changes, it's making it harder for Facebook to make money by tracking people's behavior online and selling ads against that.
So surely the metaverse is what will save them, right?
Long term, he's interested in the metaverse. We're all going to live in, you know, 3D virtual avatar kind of world. But short term, they have to come up with something else because the metaverse could take a decade, by their own admission, if not longer, to ever really come into existence. So in the meantime, Zuckerberg is pushing something called Reels. Reels has actually been around for 2 years now, for about a year on Instagram, a year and a half, and a little less time on Facebook. But the idea is that Reels is basically a TikTok copycat. It's for sharing short form videos that are usually set to audio. And if you've ever seen a TikTok, what you see on Reels looks pretty similar.
Okay, so that metaverse plan, that living life as an avatar in an expansive, futuristic digital world, that's going to take a while. But it does seem a little lame to just try and turn Instagram into a TikTok clone in the meantime.
I mean, it definitely lacks originality, and Meta acknowledges that TikTok has done a lot in the space of short-form video. But they say, look, short-form video is where people are paying attention online. This is the new hot form of content to share, and that's ultimately where eyeballs are, and where eyeballs are, where advertising dollars are for Facebook, right? At a time when they need to make up for the money they're losing because of privacy changes to iPhones. For Meta, this is a way also to get the youth. Again, they're losing these younger users to other apps like TikTok, and they need to expand that base. And just remember, like, Facebook has been pretty good at copying other apps in the past. I mean, if you look back to Snapchat, Instagram sort of took the core Snapchat feature of having a disappearing story, applied it to Instagram, and made it way bigger and more successful than Snapchat is.
So what does this look like when it comes to Reels? How is Facebook really starting to push this feature out onto more users?
So they're investing a ton in it. They have a $1 billion investment by the end of 2022 that they're using to pay creators directly to go and make original content for Reels. And they are putting these Reels right into people's feeds. So when you log on to Facebook or to Instagram, you'll probably see a Reel if you scroll through right there in the middle of all the other posts that you're viewing.
I've noticed this. I feel like it's been getting more prominent too. It used to be kind of like a small square on Instagram, and now it's like right in my feed from someone I am not following.
That's right.
How is this going over with users? Has this been a successful plan?
Yeah, so that was a big question I had in my reporting because, you know, would users respond well to something, you know, a video format that they could find on another app? And some of the Reels are actually just recycled TikToks. So would it matter that some of the content on there is not fresh? And it turns out that, at least according to Facebook, users are responding pretty well, that Reels are actually now some of the most viewed content on the Facebook app. We don't have the numbers for Instagram itself, but we know that in the last quarter, 11 out of 20 of the most viewed posts on Facebook and all of the US were Reels.
And I have to ask, do you think that these views are coming from real humans?
I mean, there's no way of knowing for sure. Facebook says they are. And I think what may account, though, for some of these views is just the fact that, again, they're so closely integrated in people's feeds. And so it's not that people necessarily have to go and seek out these reels. They're just there in the Facebook newsfeed, in the Instagram feed that you're seeing every day. And there are 4 billion users across all of Meta's apps. So if you think about it, they have this sort of captive audience that an app like TikTok, even though it's fast and new, it doesn't have that already integrated user base that Facebook Meta apps have had for, 18 years now.
And what is Meta trying to do, if anything, about the problem of having a lot of recycled TikTok content showing up as reels?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it may sound like it's a big win that everyone's looking at reels, but not entirely, because in the long run, if the content that people are viewing on Reels is not engrossing, if it's not original and fresh and new, it may sort of feel stale, especially to younger users who want to be on the cutting edge and they want to see the latest viral TikTok dance or meme or whatever. So in the long term, Meta really needs to get creators to be enthusiastic and excited about posting new content to the app. The analysis that was provided to us from this group called the Integrity Institute found that 72% of those top most viewed reels actually came from anonymous accounts. And I believe somewhere upwards of 80% of them were aggregated content, like were from accounts that post other people's stuff, not their own. And that could be a problem for Facebook because it also just contributes to this reputation that Reels is a place where there's spammy or unoriginal, stale content.
Zooming out a little bit, we'll see what happens with Facebook ripping off TikTok's model. It might work, it might not. But are there other ways that the company is trying to go after TikTok?
Yeah, so a report actually came out recently in the Washington Post showing that Meta had paid a GOP PR firm called Targeted Victory to essentially smear TikTok in the press, to encourage reporters to write negative articles about TikTok and how it could be harmful for children.
And what about going after younger users? If I remember correctly, President Biden said that social media companies were running experiments on children in his State of the Union address. So how is Facebook going to go after younger users without upsetting the government?
Yeah, there's a real tension there because on the one hand, probably the most bipartisan scrutiny that Facebook or Meta gets from U.S. politicians is around kids. As we know from the whistleblower Frances Haugen leaks, that Instagram can be harmful to some teenagers' mental health. On the other hand, they need younger users. They need young adults. That's where advertisers are trying to get to. They want that demographic of young people who are impressionable, who are forming brand allegiances, who are going to have a long lifetime ahead of them where they can continue to essentially buy stuff. Meta is treading on thin ice here. It's dangerous for them to push too hard to try to capture younger users. But on the other hand, they can't give up on this audience. And I think that, they will try to say that they're going after users who are young adults, but not teens. But, it remains to be seen how they're going to be able to balance this conflicting set of priorities.
In any case, this seems like a real war between TikTok and Meta. I hate to ask you to speculate, but who do you think is going to win?
It's hard to say because TikTok is doing so well with young people. It is the place, I spoke to several major creators for this article and they all told me like TikTok is where you want to go if for the cutting edge trends in their view, right? That's where you find that viral joke that's going wild on the internet before you find it anywhere else. But Meta is a huge company with a bigger user base. It has something like, I believe, over 2 to 3 times as many users total if you look at all of Meta's apps compared to TikTok. And that's valuable, right? Because you don't necessarily need to always be at the cutting edge. Sometimes you just need scale. Meta, as I said before, has successfully used this playbook. They have copied other social media formats, applied them with their massive scale, executed well, and essentially beat their competition.
Well, all this in mind, it seems like there's still a lot of talk of Meta companies like Facebook and Instagram and their growing irrelevance. Do you think there's much truth to that? Or is Meta a company that's just become too big to fail?
I don't think that an app as widely used as Facebook or Instagram, or remember, Meta owns WhatsApp too, that any of those are going to disappear overnight. You know, there are many users, you know, anecdotally, my mom loves Reels on Facebook. She does not have TikTok. She barely even uses Instagram. But Reels is something that she can see in her feed, right, every day, that's there and easily accessible to her. So I think that that demographic of users who are so used to Facebook or Instagram, they're not going to go away. It's more about in the long term, will the company fade into irrelevancy here? And for, you know, tech companies, you can't just think about the next 10 years. They're thinking about the next 20, the next 30. They're always thinking way ahead, right? That's how technology works. And before you know it, an upstart like TikTok can take over a generation. And I think that's what the company's worried about.
Shireen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This episode was produced and engineered by John Ahrens. And just a heads up, next week, Recode Daily is going on spring break. So we're going to be playing some of our favorite episodes from the archives. I'm Adam Clark Estes. See you on the other side.